Fantastic. The Life of Arnold Schwarzenegger by Lawrence Lerner. As California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger stood at the podium of the Republican National Convention in August 2004, scanning the vast assemblage, everything was fantastic. Arnold's favorite word was fantastic. Of course, his wife, Maria Shriver, was fantastic, but so was working with his predecessor and arch-rival, former Governor Gray Davis, during the transition. Now that Arnold was in office, every Californian would have a fantastic job. When a judge ruled that he had violated campaign laws and would have to repay $4.5 million out of his own pocket, that was fantastic too. Arnold was washed in waves of applause that began directly in front of him in the Ohio delegation. They knew him as the greatest bodybuilding champion in history, who had come to Columbus each spring since his retirement to put on a bodybuilding and sports competition. Behind the Midwesterners stood his own California delegation, many wearing t-shirts reading, "I'm with Arnold." Beyond them were other delegations that considered him the most exciting new political figure in their party. And back up in the upper reaches of Madison Square Garden were many to whom he was primarily a movie star celebrated almost everywhere. Arnold looked out beatifically on the huge hall. This was his first public test as a national political figure, and the most important speech of his life. He had been given a key slot, Tuesday evening at 10 o'clock, the first speaker on primetime network television. He had been governor of California for not quite 10 months, elected in a controversial recall election. As far as he was concerned, he had done a fantastic job. He was wildly popular and had made Californians feel good about their state once again. It was all about competition.